They met the others in the darkness of the quad, Friday eagerly dragging the two guitars. And after Andy finished lights out, they sat on the back steps of the kitchen, playing the blues, but softly in the darkness, so a crowd would not gather now, when they did not want a crowd, but only the privacy of their own communion. Around the quadrangle, the CQs, one by one, flipped the lights off in the squad rooms. Stark came out from the mess hall and sat on the curbing, smoking and leaning back against the building, gladly listening, but sullenly not speaking even a solitary word, and staring off across headquarters building as if he were trying to see Texas. Maggio hunched up on the bottom step like some organ grinder's hairless monkey with his round shoulders, listening as intently as Stark to this music that was foreign to his hometown, Brooklyn. "You know what?" he said after a while. "Them blues songs sounds like jazz instead of hillbilly, way you play them. Slow jazz, real nigger jazz, like they play in the joints on 52nd Street." Crew stopped playing, and Friday's guitar gradually stopped too. "They are, in a way," Prue said. "There's nobody can tell where hillbilly leaves off and jazz begins. They shade into each other. Me and Andy's got an idea for writing our own blues that will be our private special blues. We've been talking about it. Going to do it someday." "Sure we are," Friday said. "Gonna call them the reenlistment blues. There's truck driver's blues and sharecropper's blues, but no army blues, see?" Stark sat silent, listening to the rising, falling conversation as they went on playing, listening to it all, but taking part in none of it, only smoking silently and communing with some bitter silence in himself. "That was no way to play Tattoo," Prue said to Andy with the indisputable air of an expert. "Tattoo wants to be staccato, short and snappy. You don't waste a second on the long notes. Tattoo is urgent. You're telling them to get them goddamn lights out and you don't want argument. So it has to be precise and fast, without slurring the notes, and yet a little sad underneath because you hate to have to do it." "We can't all be good," Andy said. "I'm a guitar player."